Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
What do you think? Find out here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan in the focus here. Thinking is something very important. I believe we all need to ask questions. I was just looking at some pictures taken yesterday on my farm of a youngster who wanted to sit on the seat of a tractor. He had no fear. His parents were happy to have him experience the things on the farm. That's one of the reasons I do what I do on the farm, because I want children not to be afraid. So many children today are so full of fear about everything. Kids come to the farm, they hear the tractors, and they scream and run away and put their hands over their ears. Or they get close to a cow, and they get afraid because the cow is big. Just because it's big doesn't mean the cow is scary. The cows are fun, and they want to know. They're as curious about you as you are about them, which is the fun thing about it. But to see the children experiencing, and we let the chickens run all over the yard. There are 25, 30 chickens just running all over the place. And the kids look at the chickens, and the chickens look at the kids. And the chickens run in amongst the ducks and the goats. And so they see all these animals living together. And it is supposed to be, whether it's taken that way or not, this is a demonstration of life and how various species get along, like I want the world to get along. And I show that or demonstrate it by finding animals. I'm trying to find a pig now that will get along with a family-friendly pig, domesticated pig, that will just wander around the yard. And
I have a few people I've dated in the past.
Yeah, perfect. Yes. All right, so Jennifer, we have there's some can-can stuff that we probably ought to talk about in terms of what's going on. I see so much stuff. We've been trying to get away from, if it leads, it bleeds. But every once in a while, you have to start with something that sort of bleeds.
The crime numbers are astronomical. And, my Wall Street Journal just did an analysis of crime statistics among the 50 largest cities in the country. And they found that reported homicides were up 24% so far this year to 3,612. That's according to the writer of the report. Chicago is the worst hit, and it has tallied more than one of every eight homicides that happen in this country happen in the city of Chicago. Think about that. Think about how large it's been ignored. It's been ignored. It's been ignored for decades. No one wants to get in there and actually clean things up. And it's really unfortunate because as part of the Black Lives Matter movement, there are black people who are dying every day in Chicago. And we don't talk about it because a lot of it is black on black crime. So if we really are serious about protecting lives, this is a place we really have to start. And I guess the murder rate, they still say, is low compared to previous decades, but other types of serious crime is also on the rise. Now in New York City, and this is close to Victoria, the New York City shootings have already surpassed the 2019 numbers. They are already at 777.
We're only in the eighth month.
We're only in the eighth month, and we've already surpassed what happened in 2019. This is pretty much par for the course. If you look at Portland and Seattle and other cities also on the list, things are just growing as far as the violence goes in these areas. So a lot of people trying to figure out how to get control back over American cities. And I don't use control as a scary word, but certainly whatever we're doing to try to stop it right now is not working. And so there has to be something that changes, whether that means we get more serious about the right kind of policing, whether we look at penalties. I know in California we've had crime going up because we've lowered the bar so much. We had, while I was gone, we had a fire that broke out, several fires, and one at the end of my street, essentially. And that was set by an arsonist who was arrested, let out of jail, and he went back to the place and set the same fire again. Firefighters had to go deal with it twice in a 24-hour
period.
How can
we be considered an advanced society when this kind of stuff is going on? This is the, I mean, we don't need the Chinese to come and try to take us over or destroy us. We're doing a great job of it ourselves. Some people say, well, it's liberalism, and other people will blame conservative thinking. No, it has nothing to do with that. Well, it may have something to do with it, but it's not because. It's just a lack of common sense. And it's like what I was talking about with regard to the farm. It's being bred, the fear is being bred into us, and the common sense is being bred out of us. And it goes far, whether it's the parental stuff, whether it's what goes on in school, maybe even what goes on in churches or organizations of worship of youngsters are going. It's everywhere that everybody is afraid of everything, and we can hold ourselves accountable because we let the GD news media, in large part, they set the agenda, and if they aren't, somebody, you know, the Chinese are setting, whoever's setting the agenda, but we are thinking for ourselves. That's a lot of what I was just talking about in terms of thinking about stuff. You think that's bad? Listen to this. With regard to looking at crime numbers, here are the 12 cities that snoop on you the most. That is, the cities where you're being watched and carefully watched by all sorts of organizations, whether it's law enforcement, surveillance for the sake of surveilling, supposedly to stop terrorism and violent crime. It isn't doing a very good job under the circumstances, at least according to the stats that Jennifer just went through. The snooping that goes on here and in China, Great Britain, Europe, but in terms of our own country, according to Comparatech, which is a website that helps consumers research and compare tech services, here are the top surveillance conducting cities in the U.S. Everybody ready?
Ready.
In Atlanta, Georgia, there are 7,800 cameras. Keep in mind that there are 500,000 people that live in Atlanta. So that's 15 cameras per 1,000 people. In Chicago, there are 35,000 cameras for 2,690,000 people.
Quite the TV show they're watching. 13
cameras per 1,000 people. I mean, think about it. Chicago has way far 10 times more cameras. Let's see. The closest one is New York City that has 11,000 cameras for 8,660,000 people. 1.2 cameras per 1,000 people. But think about it. I mean, just think about Chicago. With all of those cameras, Washington, D.C. has 4,000 cameras, San Francisco, 2,700, San Diego, 3,600, Dallas, Texas has 347 cameras, that's it, Philadelphia, 730, Houston, 1,300, Detroit, 500, Miami, 450, Boston, 1,552 cameras for 700,000 people, that's a little over 2 per 1,000. But Chicago, with all those cameras, and they can't get to the bottom of the crime that's there?
Well, makes you think they don't want to.
It does, doesn't it?
Yep.
35,000 cameras. What'd you start to say, Victoria?
Well, there's also a lot of gang stuff, too, and that's not always easy to identify, you know, people. I think, look, Jussie Smollett, that actor guy, remember, with the fake attack? He's the only person in Chicago who actually went out and looked for a camera. And the camera he happened to find that he thought was going to capture his quote-unquote attack was not working. But other than that, I think people know how to avoid cameras. If you're up to no good, you're going to know in Chicago there are more cameras than anywhere else.
That begs the question, what are the cameras for? If you're up to no good, you know where they are. So the people who are being caught are people who are...
Who's being caught from cameras? I think of them as traffic violations.
Yeah, well, watch a lot
but
of it.
But whether or not, I mean, the way that you can get into gangs is by good policing, by good undercover policing.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of encouraging that, we are discouraging it, and we're trying to pull cops out of cities where they are clearly needed. I mean, one in every eight murders in this country in Chicago?
Yeah.
Wow.
And look at all the cameras.
But you also have to take into account that we have record unemployment right now. And unemployment is always tied to violent crime. Always.
But you know what? That's not an excuse in Chicago. It's just not.
I'm just saying this has been going on.
It's been going on in Chicago for a decade. And, you know, you would think that this would have been something that President Obama would have prioritized to try to go in there and try to help Chicago, especially with the close ties that he has to that city. He didn't do it. He's failed. The local government has failed. It's a failure today.
It's still a failure.
That's what I mean. It's been a failure. Yeah. It's not new. This isn't a new problem.
No. And how it's dealt with is just, under the circumstances, is too little too late. The Doug and Victoria clip of the day, because Jennifer wasn't around last Friday and we had this conversation, and the clip of the day usually follows within 24 hours or the next cycle of programs. So if you want to know what we were thinking last Friday when it came to the latest tweet from the president caused an uproar in both parties, you have that discussion to listen to, the clip of the day, and all, actually. If you'd like to listen to the DJV show any time of the day during the day, you can do that pretty easily. Just follow us there or on social media, facebook.com/DJV show. But the audio is at DJVshow.com.
This summer, turn your yard into the perfect getaway. Whether it's a lawn spruce up, a fresh coat of paint, or a s'mores-worthy patio upgrade, HomeAdvisor has the best landscapers, painters, handymen, and more to get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, it's never been easier to check prices, schedule, and pay for hundreds of everyday home projects in just seconds. For any project you're dreaming of, you can count on HomeAdvisor. So get the HomeAdvisor app, and we'll do everything to fix up your everything.
Hi, I'm Michelle Obama. The people who know me know that I love to immerse myself in good conversation, to really go deep. And this summer, I decided to press record. The result is called the Michelle Obama Podcast. I just hope it's as fun and meaningful for you as it is for me. The Michelle Obama Podcast is a Spotify original podcast, and you can listen to the series for free only on Spotify.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you're an iPhone owner, you know your new device comes with a set of earbuds. But many of us feel restricted by the wired connection. And that's how Apple built a $6 billion industry with the wireless AirPods. And we asked tech analyst Tim Beharin about their success.
Especially the newer headset, which is around $250. The fact that they were able to put noise canceling into that AirPod was a game changer for them. The other AirPods were actually good, but this is really, really good. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I used it on a flight to China recently and was so surprised how good the noise cancellation worked. But I expect that to continue to grow.
I also like that they're a little bit shorter. I was always a little fussy on the design part, but I like how the new ones look much better.
They're more ergonomically streamlined.
Read more from Tim at techpinions.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Yeah.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I should probably go to bed. I should probably turn off my phone. I should quit while I'm ahead. I should probably leave you alone. 'Cause I know in the morning I'll be calling.
Audio and music time here on the DJB program at 23 after the hour. This is Dan and Shay singing I Should Probably Go to Bed. This is for the people who are going through their thing like Jennifer had been this past week. Rest, sleep it off. So the release of this song, it's the first new music since their collaboration with Justin Bieber called 10,000 Hours. When Dan and Shay were on the road earlier this year, Dan Smyers said he'd retreat to his bunk after the show. He'd get stoned and immerse himself in the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds. He discovered the isolated a cappella tracks to the 1966 album online, studied the way Brian Wilson arranged the intricate vocal parts. Dan cites the intricate vocal arrangements of bands like Queen and Beach Boys with their inspiring way of making this song sound the way it does. He said, quote, I listened to those old records when vocals were so important. The most impressive thing to me about all of this, those guys did it for real. They did it live, they'd rehearse and have to sing it as a group. Dan recorded the song during quarantine at his home studio in Nashville, playing all of the instruments, the piano, the drums, the bass, the acoustic guitar, and building an orchestra of strings on his synthesizer. Dan and Shay began writing I Should Probably Go to Bed while in Los Angeles for the Grammy Awards this past year, where they won their second Grammy for their performance of Speechless. The idea was to come up with a new signature song with an instantly recognizable intro, like their other Grammy winner, Tequila. It would instantly grab the audience's ear, could potentially open their headlining tour. I think what I find most interesting about all of the things in this story is that he admits to going home, jumping into his bed, and getting stoned. Seems to be a lot of people do, I guess.
I like that song Tequila, and the 10,000 Hours song with Bieber was a great song. I don't know if you're gonna start saying how much Brian Wilson, you know, influenced this song, make it a better song, because I think this is not a good song.
It doesn't sound like the Beach Boys.
No.
Sounds
and
like you're stoned.
And even put this in the category with the Beach Boys, I'm kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Too many tokes. One toke over the line, perhaps. Yeah.
I mean, no one would ever think this song and the Beach Boys. Like, there's no influence to it.
Not at all.
Right.
No. No, it's a terrible. He needs to leave the...
He should probably go to bed.
Right. And not get stoned. All right, 26 after the hour. Now it's time for the Zac Brown Band here on the DJV Show. Going back to their breeziest country hits with a new song. Let's listen to this for a second called You and the Islands. I like this song.
I like this too.
Yeah. It's the group's second digital single of the year, following The Man Who Loves You the Most. You and the Islands was recorded by the band in quarantine, during which the group was forced to cancel all of their dates for the rest of the year. In early July, Zac Brown Band gave a free live stream concert to benefit Camp Southern Ground and its program supporting veterans. The fourth with a family event, as it was dubbed, featured an acoustic performance from the group, raised $1.5 million for the cause. Group's most recent album, The Owl, was released back last year. But I think this is... So the Zac Brown Band is one of those kind of in-the-middle bands. Would you all agree?
They're so good.
Yeah.
It's like a starter drug, I think, when people say, ugh, I don't like country music. I always say, listen to Zac Brown.
It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States will need to bring its daily coronavirus case count down by 10,000 by September to gain any level of control over the pandemic before fall, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert. The country continues to log 50 to 60,000 new cases a day, suggesting it's right in the middle of the first wave. during a live stream with the editor of the Journal of American Medical Association. He said, if we don't get them down now, they're going to have a very bad situation come the fall. The prediction is based on two factors: the expected flu season, which sickens thousands of people in the United States each year, and cooler weather forcing people indoors. The U.S. now has 4.6 million cases of COVID-19 reported, with more than 156,000 deaths, by far the largest numbers for both case counts and deaths globally. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Vatican is denying reports that former Pope Benedict is seriously ill. The 93-year-old is said to be overcoming a painful case of shingles. The update coming after a newspaper in Italy quoted a source as saying that Benedict looked extremely frail during a recent visit. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the new primary owner of the XFL. The former professional wrestler confirming the purchase on Twitter. It's reportedly worth $15 million. Johnson says he's excited to create something special for the fans. The White House says President Trump is planning to visit the Whirlpool facility in Clyde, Ohio on Thursday. It would be the president's first visit to Ohio since the ongoing coronavirus outbreak started. It'll be his 16th trip to the state overall. The president's expected to tour the plant and talk about his administration's support for the manufacturing industry and American-made products. Twitter could lose as much as $250 million after revealing a complaint from the Federal Trade Commission. The complaint alleges the social media giant used information from security questions of users to target advertising at them. The FTC says that violates a 2011 consent order. And another record close for the NASDAQ after a good start to the week on Wall Street. The NASDAQ was up 157 yesterday. It closed at 10,902. The Dow gained 236. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
After the hour here on the DJV program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan at your service and on your side. Sometimes it's a lot of work, but I love it. Sometimes it's not work at all. It depends on what's going on, how we sort of corral ideas. There's been sort of a rebirth of new ideas, new thinking recently going along with the progress. Some people think we're not making much progress. Other people think we are. I think it's awareness, progress and awareness are the same thing as far as I'm concerned. Learning and growing, loving the adventure that we are going through. It's not always pleasant, but at the end of the day, you know, whether it's the reality of what we are experiencing collectively or the individual things like Jennifer's going through all of this stuff with the COVID, she and her family, that's an experience that it will... when you have, as you go forward, children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, other people in the family, a story to tell and maybe a lesson attached to it. Jennifer, I think that that's part of what, you know, this is all about. We're discovering things that are very important for us to discover. So, Brian Cranston, Victoria,
everything,
you were saying.
Everything happens for a reason, I guess, right?
Yep, that's for sure.
What you have to believe, yep.
Yep. Victoria was saying Brian Cranston has COVID. Not
He's
a severe.
Recovered, yeah. He said he had a slight headache and he had some tightness in his chest and he lost his taste and smell. So he said he had a very mild case, but over the weekend he posted a bunch of pictures on social media and Instagram encouraging people to, he was donating plasma, and so he was encouraging people to do that.
What does that involve? Will you explain what
it's
that,
just
I think
blood
people
test.
Should hear.
It's just a blood withdrawal.
Yeah. And then they take it and they turn and put it in a machine, don't they, and to kind of work the plasma out of the... And that's used to treat people.
That are really sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've used it in... See, the problem, though, is there's not a whole lot of information about how the plasma has been used. There are some studies that are ongoing. In certain hospitals, the girl who... My hairstylist has had a client whose grandmother was 98 years old, got COVID. She was in Manhattan on a ventilator. They gave her the plasma treatment, and she fully recovered at 98 years old from a ventilator. So there are stories out there that are anecdotal, but at the same time, you know, we just don't have a lot of information on a national level. So people donating plasma, my in-laws, Lewis's parents and sister had, all three of them had COVID. His grandmother didn't survive it, but all three of them had COVID. They recovered. They had very mild symptoms, and they all donated plasma as well. So I think a lot of people have caught on to that, and they are donating. But I don't know. We just don't seem to have that much information on it, on the treatment itself.
Yeah, I think that's, well, it's just, round and round we go. You see this stuff all over. I noticed with interest. What's that, Jen?
I got to tell you, one of the things that I think is really most disappointing, just kind of being in the throes of this, is that because there is a lack of information, you have a lot of scared doctors out there who are not providing the care and the support that patients need.
Why are they scared? Why are the doctors scared?
Malpractice.
Malpractice.
Sure, yeah.
And I think
you
also...
think about that.
I mean, I'm not going to speak yet about what my course of treatment was because I want to wait till it's all through. But I will tell you that I do have hydroxychloroquine in my home. And I will tell you that the doctor that prescribed it to me got harassed by the pharmacist who he requested it from. And
what ignorance.
So it's, but this is just it. I think there's
a double-edged sword, though, Doug. Jen and I were talking about that during the break, too. It's a double-edged sword. Not everyone is a candidate for it.
Right, exactly. But not everybody that this prescribed to automatically because it came from out of the lips of Trump, not even first. I mean, we started talking about it long before Trump did here. Because we were observant.
And
the fact that it's become so politicized, I agree with you, Victoria. What I've read suggests that maybe 8 out of 10 people might be able to use it, but the two who shouldn't use it, shouldn't use it.
I mean, they're still prescribing hydroxychloroquine for lupus every single day. They're still doing it for people who travel. I think what's disappointing, excuse me, is that when you feel like you're kind of in the Wild West, and it's, you know, I think back to my grandfather, who I used to call Bunky, the great Bunky Horn, who always said you have to be your own doctor, your own lawyer, your own car mechanic, and his words echo in my head, and we overlooked him at the time.
On everybody
but
else.
You can't, because right now, I think the majority, and I love my doctor, he's a personal friend, I've really have gotten no guidance from him. And it's the truth with, I think, a lot of other people that I've talked to. They feel kind of out there on your own. And God forbid, you don't want to go to the hospital because you don't, you know, you're afraid you're not going to get back out of the hospital again if you go in there and you can't be with your family. You're shut off from everybody. So it's like, it is, you really have to get yourself into a position where you can deal with things yourself. Because I honestly, you cannot rely on the doctors to have that information.
Keeper.
Yeah, because
you are your own keeper.
everybody believes their own studies. Everybody believes their own politicians. Everybody's going to believe where they're coming from. And no one really has an idea.
And by the way, it's your responsibility, not the doctor's. You might want to get advice from the doctor, but it's your responsibility, and not even with the COVID in mind, but in keeping your tabs on your body, keeping tabs on your health, keeping tabs on what it is that makes life worth living. That's not up to anybody else but you. That's who. It's not somebody else.
It'd be nice to have guidance, though.
Yeah.
That is true. And see, part of the problem of labeling this, and you know, yes, the hydroxychloroquine became very political when Trump started talking about it, and people who didn't like Trump, you know, they wanted to rail against it.
If he hadn't talked about it, it would be an entirely different game.
It might be, but I was telling Jen during the break that, you know, one of our very close friends, he's a few years older than me, he's an ER doctor at Mount Sinai in Manhattan, which was the epicenter of where COVID hit. It was like a war zone. And he is a big Trump supporter. His whole family is. They're all doctors. And none of them feel comfortable prescribing hydroxychloroquine unless you are hooked up to an EKG and they know exactly what's going on with your heart. And so it's not, that's the problem. Everybody says, well, it's either Trump says to take it or not. And there are most people and most medical professionals are in the middle. My family's all in Europe, and there are numerous studies that have shown that if you're not a perfect candidate for that combo, that cocktail of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, it's had pretty devastating effects and people have died. So it's just it's not.
Well, same could be said for the other stuff.
Yeah. And Trump says it, don't take it, or you know, there's the middle is where that's where everyone should really be. Forget about the political stuff on the left and right. Stay in the middle lane is where there's sanity.
Well, and I think, you know, I'm not discounting those studies either, but then one of the other things that you read when you have this is that this can damage your heart. And it can, and so then the question is, are those patients sick because they took the hydroxychloroquine, or are they sick anyway in their heart because of the coronavirus?
And they haven't been diagnosed because they haven't gone to the doctor, they haven't had right medical care.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing. We don't really know. We do know that the virus can damage your heart, like Jen said. But if you're already at that point, maybe the hydroxychloroquine is what pushes people over the edge, and then it's the point of no return. So it's dangerous for people to be at home with a prescription of it. And I don't mean Jen, because you are much more informed than most people about this. But you know, like people just trying to get a prescription of it to take it at home preventatively or whatever, it doesn't even do anything to prevent you getting COVID. So that was another misleading thing that I honestly really wish Trump hadn't done, because he said he took it for 2 weeks preventatively, and I really wish he hadn't put that message out there.
Yeah,
if he wanted to do it privately, fine, do it privately with your doctor. It didn't need to be public because it confused people even more.
It's not a preventative. No matter how you slice it, it will not prevent it. Period. End of story. Interesting that the Russians are administering vaccinations, they say.
Oh, I can't wait to get a Russian vaccine.
Yeah, right, exactly. It'd be like having a Chinese vaccine.
Yeah.
So anyway, their health minister there says a state research facility has finished clinical trials. Now it's on its way to be registered with what their FDA. That's got to be interesting, exciting experience. If it's registered, teachers and healthcare workers, excuse me, there is the old allergies. I spent the day yesterday here on the farm on hay wagons, unloading them and putting them in the hay loft. If that's not great, and then the rain makes the pollen even more polluted, more powerful. Anyway. So the Russians are bragging about them being ahead of the Western world in the race for developing a vaccine. But as Victoria just said, maybe this is our own prejudice. I wouldn't take a Russian vaccine. I wouldn't.
So, like, yeah, we're
rather take one from Russia than China these days.
Well, I would like to take. What's the matter with America?
If you have a choice.
Well, but yeah, still, how do we even, how would anyone trust that? The rest of the developed world is saying that a vaccine, realistically, one that works, couldn't, and that is safe, maybe it's the end of the year, but that's at the very earliest, and yet Russia says, no, no, in another 2 weeks, we've got a vaccine, it totally works.
The anxiety that we're talking about here, brought on by the pandemic, one of the podcasts that I do, one of the shows I do is called Your Hidden Power. And the most recent episode is episode 153. They're all listed there in order of what the subject matter is. But this may be a good listen for you, for those of you who are listening to Jennifer talk about her anxiety, or maybe you know a lot of people who are just plain anxious because of the situation with the virus. You can listen to how a person who's a professional counselor named Katie Beecher has dealt with it and is dealing with it with her clients and patients. So if you want to get some tips on how to reduce your anxiety level because of the pandemic, you might go find in the latest episode of Your Hidden Power. It's at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Michelle Obama. The people who know me know that I love to immerse myself in good conversation, to really go deep. And this summer, I decided to press record. The result is called the Michelle Obama Podcast. I just hope it's as fun and meaningful for you as it is for me. The Michelle Obama Podcast is a Spotify original podcast, and you can listen to the series for free only on Spotify.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, 8-ounce hand sanitizer is just 2 for $5.
Shop in-store, pick up curbside, or get free delivery.
Save big this week at Staples.
End 8/8/20 while supplies last. Limits vary online. Curbside available in most stores. Free delivery limited time only. See staples.com for details.
We'll be right back.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Three after the hour now, it's time for our Tech Talk review of the week's big technology stories, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan. So let us get right to it, Ms. Keelan. Number five is the announcement on what happens next January for the Consumer Electronics Show.
Right, CES, it's the world's largest tech trade show, and it's now been moved to an all-online experience, and this will be in January. Now, just recently, I remember we talked about this on the show. In May, the group behind the CES show was actually still planning on holding it in person. And a lot of companies had the option to exhibit digitally if they didn't want to be there in person, but apparently a number of large conferences scheduled for 2020 had already been canceled, and so CES decided that it just wasn't really the safest thing to do.
You mean 2021? I think...
For the rest of this year. I mean, technically, that's the beginning of January.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Vegas, I guess, has gone through, they closed down, they reopened. I don't know if they've had to slow down their reopening, but having hundreds of thousands of people, which is what the CES show draws, probably not a great idea in one place.
Well, I think you're going to see by the time we get there, it's too early to tell for sure, but I think this thing is going to be on its way down. They may be sorry, but it's one of those, you can't do that thing on a dime.
Yeah.
So this far out, they need to make that announcement. Okay, number four is an announcement from Google.
Yeah, this is sort of a lot of companies have been looking to the tech world for sort of a model of how to handle, you know, these are large tech companies, Google and Apple and Amazon. A lot of other companies and other industries have been sort of looking to the tech world and sector to see how they're handling the working from home thing, because in so many cases in the tech world, the equipment is so extensive and expensive that most of the time workers are needed in the facility using those computers. However, like a lot of us, we've all kind of figured out how to work from home, and in a lot of cases it's working really well. So Google says they have 200,000 full-time employees who are going to stay working remotely until at least July of 2021. And so Google said the reason that they're doing this now, they want to give the employees time and the ability to plan ahead. So this gives them about a year of knowing where they're going to be. They're going to be working from home. And so Facebook, Twitter, and Square have also announced plans to allow workers to continue working remotely from home indefinitely. So there's really no plan yet. And I know depending on what city and what state you're in, your company may have already made an announcement as well. In New York City, everyone, my husband and our friends who work in the city, their companies have all said that no one will be back in the office until at least January. So we'll see how that goes.
How that works. All right, another big tech company, Amazon, which is more than just a tech company.
Mm-hmm.
They made an announcement about streaming games.
Yeah, they were supposed to stream the MLB games, the 21 Yankee games, beginning April 17th. Then, obviously, the baseball season got pushed back. And so I guess these 21 games were still up in the air. And now Amazon has made an announcement that they won't be broadcasting any of them. This is essentially a way for the YES Network, which is the Yankees' official network, that is essentially a way for them to keep everything for themselves. So none of that content will be watered down. So, you know, if you're a Yankee fan, you won't be able to watch it on Amazon. You're going to have to just do the YES Network or online with a subscription.
Countdown of the top stories this week from sort of consumer. This is the world of consumer technology. Rite Aid has a black. I was going to say a black eye. Yeah, I suppose that's what this is. Yeah, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Rite Aid secretly deployed facial recognition software across a network of security cameras in hundreds of locations in the U.S. This is according to a new investigation from Reuters. The company, Rite Aid, had been doing so for more than 8 years and didn't tell anyone. No one except people working for, actually, people working in the stores didn't even know, but the higher-ups at Rite Aid, they knew that they were doing this. And so for 8 years, if you walked into a Rite Aid, especially if you were in an area, in a city or an area where people of color, predominantly black and Latino residents, made up the largest racial or ethnic group, those stores were more than three times as likely to have facial recognition software employed in the stores without your knowledge or permission. And they claim that they were using it for anti-theft purposes. But as we know, so many studies have shown that facial recognition software is completely racist and biased. It does not even distinguish one black or brown person from another. It's a disaster. So now Rite Aid's been caught red-handed, and I think that there are going to be some repercussions for that.
Number one,
this is great news, I think. Apple has taken their manufacturing of the iPhone 11 out of China and into India. This is the first time that Apple will be making a top-tier phone in India. And so this is they want to be less reliant on China, which a lot of people feel the same way.
Get your stuff out of China. That's it. Top five items from technology. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, 59 after the...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.